the less motivated they are. It's just not possible for it to do that. If it's an item of clothing, or it's a Harry Potter film, or it's an iPad or something like that, like material shit that nobody needs.
This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you are listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me.
Hello, podcast listeners. It's Jake here, your content editor and social media producer. I help members of the Paul Gough community create engaging, meaningful content, and I also make this podcast along with all the videos that you see on Paul's external channels. And I'm very excited to bring you this Flashback Friday edition of the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Today, we'll be tuning into a staff training that Paul held in his clinic where he explained to the team how you can recognize what your perfect patient is and when they walk through your door, and how you can make sure they feel loved so they continue to return for the rest of their lives. If you like this podcast and you're wondering, I wonder how else this guy can help me in my business, head to paulgough.com/books to check out Paul's collection of best-selling books. Whether you need help right now with marketing, sales and conversions, or hiring some new staff to save you time, there is a resource there for you. I bet you're tired of binging shows on Netflix anyways, so give one of these books a read and let us know how we can bring more profit to your clinic. Again, to order your copy today, head to paulgough.com/books. That's enough for me. Enjoy the rest of this podcast. Bye, guys.
Yeah. Any other news?
So she had two kids, 9 and 10. She's had back problems every now and again since then, going down the leg and things. Totally, I'm like, wanted to know every single detail about what was going to happen the full time. Different assessments, she wanted to know what was happening. She loved the idea of the different plans and things, but she said she wanted gold. She would not have silver. She wouldn't even split it up into two.
Correct.
Silver's the gold. Next time we'll get her in at Gisborough's next week. I said, I was trying everything and there was just nothing. I said, right, I'll pop her on the cancellation list. There's nothing else I can do, sort of thing there. And then
there is, and we're going to come back to it. There's always something you can do.
She came back to me and she said, no, there's no other place that's explained it the way that you have and isn't going to do anything that you have. So I'm willing to wait, even though I'm in this pit, willing to wait till next week. So I'll go in with Sammy.
Cool. Here's where I'm going to go with that one. If you have a patient who says, I only want gold and I only want to do business with you and I want to book out whatever sessions that you tell me that you need, that I need, and I'm willing to pay your top rate for every single session, yeah, and I'm desperate to do business with you, but I would love to get in before next Thursday. Mm. Any suggestions of what you might do?
Bump somebody off.
What, with a gun? Okay, we're not going to bump anybody off. We don't need to do that either. Okay? So the scenario is there's a week in between, right? And now we know the longer it goes between making a decision and when they actually get that first magic, the more likelihood that they will reverse the decision. Fact. Mm-hmm. The longer they go between making a decision, so again, think of the dentist analogy. I've come in, I've gone through the torturous 7 to 10 days of shall I, shana, I've plucked up the courage to come on in, and I know that it's you, and I've admitted verbally that I want to do business with you, and I'm desperate, and I'm telling you, I'm going to be your best customer. I only want gold. I will only have 1 hour sessions because that's what I want for my life, and that's what I deserve, and I'm happy to pay for it, all right? She's done that today, on Thursday. We're now going to have to wait a whole week for that to happen. Every single day. You can look at it two ways. Some people think that the desire increases. It's bullshit. The desire goes down.
Yeah.
Every day. It's just what humans do. So, in my world, right, my brain's ticking over, immediately, thinking lifelong gold customer. Lifelong gold customer. Okay, you don't want the gold. You don't want a half an hour session and you want the gold session. How about we give you the half an hour for free? All day long. All day long.
But I wouldn't have thought that until you started saying that I painted that.
I'm painting that picture of you. When you're 10 seconds in, I'm going, this is the absolute A1, does not get any better client. What am I going to do as a business owner to ensure that that lady does business with me for 25 years? Everything. Everything. She's walking in saying, no, I don't want to sit in economy. I only want to fly to LA first class. And I'm going to do this journey a lot. And I need to go. So how can you get me to wherever it is? How can you get me to experience the magic so that I don't go and book with Virgin because you're British Airways? Your scenario, and again, it's total license to wow. Like, there's no rules here, right? The rule is just wow. So the scenario there for you would be, listen, I've listened intently to your story, and it sounds to us like you're an absolute perfect person, and we want to help you. And it sounds like you could be somebody that we'll do, you know, potentially be in our lives with each other for the next 20, 25 years. And I know you said that you only wanted gold, and I know you've agreed to come in next Thursday, but I'm actually looking in the diary tomorrow. Why don't you just come in for half an hour? There's no charge. Just come on in. We've got your sessions for next week. Why don't you just come on in? And we can get you going, and we can get you moving forward, and we can take you, we can start the journey of the before to the after faster. Remember, that's all we do. We take them from a place where they are before to after. And the quicker that we can speed up that journey, the better. That's all business is. Take them from a place where they are before to a place where they want to be after. The longer that we make them wait to begin the journey, the less motivated they are. It's just not possible for it to do that. If it's an item of clothing, or it's a Harry Potter film, or it's an iPad or something like that, like material shit that nobody needs. Like, unfortunately, that's the like paradox that we live in the world. You make them wait for 3 months for a Harry Potter episode, they'll start camping outside 10 days before the friggin' thing opens. That's what they do. You make them wait 3 months for great healthcare and oh no. And again, I respect it, because it's like, it's health and it's more important. But the anticipation does not increase the longer that they have to wait. The motivation decreases, because in our world, they've spent 3 months. If you track it all the way back, they've spent months. Listen to what she said. Listen, I don't even know, and I'm psychoanalyzing it just from what you tell. She doesn't normally go places. The father doesn't normally do this. She spent all this time researching this, and she's done this, and she's heard this. She's asking questions. She's making a decision. Making a decision has probably took 3 months. Yeah. She's plucked up the courage to do it. She arrives into our world, and she wants to be seen in this.
I've been going on for years.
What you've just explained there is what I described to you this morning half an hour ago about the dentist, in that the 7 days building up to it, I'm living with it and I'm starting to think about it. That's not even making a decision. That's agonizing over, do I have to make a decision? And then the day that I wake up and decide that the tooth pain is greater than the effort that I'll have to put in to get it solved, I want it. I want it bad. We just do. Same scenario. Now again, that takes a lot of taking yourself out of the moment, if that makes sense, because you're going to get wrapped up in an engaging conversation with it where it's like, yes, we've got a goal session booked in. So sometimes you got to come back and go, hey, okay, that's done. Now let's see what I can do to over deliver and wow. In fact, and there's a book. That was crying out for that. But it's cool that she's in. But where I went with that straight away is there's always something you can do. Always. Somebody who tells you they want gold. What she's saying is, I just don't want to pay for a half an hour session, because I'd rather maximize my time and my money to get the outcome in the healthcare that I deserve for myself. Okay, well, what if we take away the payment? We're just going to give you a half an hour session today, call it an advance on the 25-year relationship and the 10 grand that you might spend with us over the next 25 years, and the people that you're going to go away and tell. There's always that next thing that you can do if you have to make them wait. If you're looking in the diary today in the schedule, and or tomorrow morning there's a 9:30, even the gesture of it, why don't you come down tomorrow at 9:30? Some of them say, oh no, it's okay, but you made a gesture. Yeah. That lady would have gone back to her father or whoever it was and gone, wow, you're dead right. He then feels great. He feels as though like he's a superior, because he's made the original decision. Doesn't it fill you with glad as well when you make a recommendation for somebody, somebody goes actually and does it?
Yeah.
And then they come back to you and go, God, you're dead right about that place in Greece. Did you have a good time? We had an amazing time. You feel hugely responsible for that family having a great time in that place. Same in this scenario. Now you've just increased the bond between those two people, and Paul Gough Physio Rooms is in the middle of it. We are the connector. We are the common denominator. Both of those two people now feel incredibly confident about telling more people about us. So when you look at business, it can be very transactional if you want it to be, and very day-to-day and very short-term, very here and now. When you look at it from a bigger picture, it's amazing. Like the wins that you can have when you look at it from this global aerial view, rather than getting caught in a, this appeared to be, there was nothing else that we could have done, could have kicked off, and it will anyway, but it could have just increased a multitude of things. And again, I'm listening to that thinking, that guy has done a lot of convincing for us on our behalf to get that lady down. Could you mind just giving this to him and say thank you for the referral?
Said because obviously he's not what you're talking about. Even like I've had people say from the people on the front desk to the coffee, like, and I've not honest, I think that's why like we do get quite a lot of
what because of the coffee.
Yeah.
But I've said it.
A lot of people in the room since she got me off the making coffee. Correct. So
what it, the coffee does nothing, right? The actual taste of the coffee, it's the gesture of this. And again, it's back to my story this morning about the doctor. The gesture that a clinic gives a shit enough to go, I care about you enough to put a £2,000 machine in, and I care about you enough to provide fresh Italian coffee for you at your leisure, at the push of a button. This place passes the he gives a shit test before they even get into the treatment room. I have emotionally changed what you think and feel about doing business with me before you've even done business with me. That's why we win, because they all wait till the end. When the sciatica is gone, or the leg pain is gone, or the ankle pain is better, or the hamstring pain is gone, for the decision to start to be made. And guess what happens then? They toddle off into the shopping centre and they never think about them again. They do for a day and think, oh, that guy was great. We emotionally change them at the beginning of the relationship. Then we have 3 weeks to cement how they feel about us so that they never forget how they feel about us. Again, don't underestimate the significance of these events. I had a conversation with a client yesterday and he said, I'm bringing in this accountant. I was like, oh, good luck with that. Like, because what happens is the accountant looks at us and she did it with us. Our accounts girl did it, didn't she? She was like, why are you paying that much money for coffee?
Yeah.
That's why we're paying that much money for coffee, because we know what it does to them and how they feel about doing business with us. And that's what business is. Successful businesses are able to change the state of the people that they do business with before they work their magic, before they sell them the iPad, before they sell them the TV, before they deliver on the trainers. Because that's easy. Everybody can deliver on the trainers. Everybody can deliver an iPad. Everybody can deliver a massage. But what 99.9% of them can't do is change the way they feel before the credit card gets handed over. And then we get 3 months or 3 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever the treatment plan length will be to confirm that they've made the right decision. Just like the girl who goes into the shop who doesn't need the shoes, but she wants the shoes. And she spends 30 minutes in there validating the decision. She's not thinking about buying the shoes. She's already made the decision to buy the shoes. Now she's just looking for any and every single excuse possible to justify buying the shoes to herself first, and then her boyfriend, her partner, her mother, her father, her friends, whoever else, asks her, why have you just bought a 63rd pair of high heels? Same thing. Don't underestimate that bit. We change them at the beginning, and we can cement it session after session after session after session. So we lock it in. We lock in that great feeling about doing business with Paul Gough Physio Rooms. The rest of the physical therapy world waits till the end and the pain is gone and the patient shakes their hand, leaves. And for 24 hours, don't get me wrong, that physio clinic is the best place on earth because they feel wonderful and they feel great and they've asked for a review and they'll promise to tell every single person in the world about it. But it was based upon an outcome that they expected anyway.
Yeah.
That's, again, write that down. If they expect that, they expected it at the end, they will forget it. They don't expect it at the beginning, so they don't. And again, what a crazy world that we live in, that people come back to us and talk about coffee. Like, you must start to now realise we live in a fucked up world. Like, incredibly screwed up the way that people make decisions. And it's not what the way you were told at school or college or university or wherever else you've been. This is not how people make decisions. Everything that I'm telling you and I've told you for 7 years and you for 3 years and you for however many years is the way that people make decisions. And you just have to see it more and more.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at the Paul Gough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.